Welcome to your custom deep dive. Today, our mission is unpacking a huge stack of financial reports, analyst notes, and earnings transcripts to really understand Tesla's Q2 2024 performance.
Yeah, there is a lot to unpack here.
There really is, because imagine selling, you know, nearly 444,000 cars in 3 months, absolutely crushing Wall Street's expectations. But then you watch your stock instantly plummet by 7.5%.
Right. Their worst day in 11 months, actually.
Exactly. So we're looking past those headlines today to uncover what is genuinely driving the company right now, because that delivery beat, I mean, it's like a sports team that everyone expected to get blown out, right?
Uh-huh.
But they end up keeping the game incredibly close. It's a massive win for expectations.
It was a monster beat. I mean, the consensus had them at roughly 406,000 vehicles. So coming in at 444,000, this kind of macroeconomic climate should have been, you know, a victory lap.
Right, but the market totally panicked.
Because investors looked right past that delivery volume and zeroed in on the cost of actually moving that metal.
Mm.
The margin squeeze was very real.
Yeah, let's talk about those financials. Because total revenue did beat estimates, they hit $25.5 billion.
Which sounds great on paper.
It does, but then you look at the earnings per share and they missed the 62-cent mark. They only landed at 52 cents. And automotive revenue actually fell 7% year over year.
Which is the direct result of those aggressive price cuts and all those cheap financing incentives they had to offer.
Okay, but I have to push back here for a second. If they're constantly slashing prices and subsidizing loans just to get cars off the lot, I mean, isn't that a huge red flag?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it seems to prove that the core car business is stalling out because of heavy competition from Chinese brands, you know, like BYD, and just a broader EV slowdown.
You're not wrong. And that fear is exactly what triggered the stock sell-off. The auto business is facing massive headwinds right now.
Yeah.
But, and this is a huge, but Tesla has this sleeping giant that Q2 proved is finally waking up. Energy generation and storage.
Wait, really? The energy division?
Yes. They deployed a staggering 9.4 gigawatt hours of battery storage in Q2. That is a 158% increase year over year.
Wow.
Right. It brought in $3 billion in revenue with record gross profits driven by their Megapack and Powerwall products.
Okay, but why the sudden, you know, massive spike in demand for stationary storage?
It's all tied to grid infrastructure. I mean, a Megapack isn't just a big battery you put in your garage. It's serious utility scale hardware.
Oh, so they're selling these to power companies.
Exactly. With all these new AI data centers popping up and basically draining local power grids across the country, utility companies are desperately buying these Megapacks at a premium.
Just to stabilize their networks.
You got it. So while everyone was hyper-focused on shrinking car margins, this energy segment quietly became this massive high-margin profit engine.
Okay, so the stationary batteries are providing a financial cushion, but the cars are still taking a hit on margins. Unless, and hear me out, we look at the cars completely differently.
Where are you going with this?
Well, selling cars at a huge discount right now feels a lot less like a traditional auto manufacturing strategy. It feels more like a tech company giving away a software platform basically for free.
Ah, right. Just to harvest the user data.
Exactly.
You've hit on the core of their entire long-term valuation. Because the physical car is essentially transitioning into a data-gathering drone for their AI ecosystem.
Right, because of the self-driving tech.
Right. To make unsupervised full self-driving work, you need unimaginable amounts of real-world driving data.
Mm-hmm.
By slashing car prices, yeah, they hurt short-term margins, but they keep the vehicle fleet growing.
Which means more cars on the road capturing crazy edge cases for their AI to learn from.
Exactly. And that data flywheel requires incredible computing power, which is why we saw those massive capital expenditures in Q2.
Yeah, they're pouring billions into AI infrastructure, like the Dojo supercomputer.
Which is custom built for processing computer vision video. They aren't just buying chips from suppliers anymore. They are building the raw architecture to solve real-world AI.
Which is probably why they ended up delaying the highly anticipated robotaxi unveiling. It got pushed from August to October 10th.
Yeah, they moved it back because they wanted more time to refine the product. They are basically betting the entire farm on autonomy at this point.
It's wild. When you put all of this together, Q2 2024 really feels like a definitive pivot point for them.
It absolutely is.
Right.
You just can't evaluate their performance anymore by counting how many cars roll off the assembly line. The metrics for success are totally shifting.
It's all about gigawatt hours deployed and miles driven autonomously now, which leaves you with one final question to mull over.
Oh, what's that?
Well, If Tesla's highest growth and future valuation are entirely dependent on stationary battery storage and unsupervised AI driving, is it time for the market to officially stop valuing them as a car company altogether?